Good morning, everybody. Here's what we're going to talk about today. We're on day 17. Jesus heals with a touch. So here's the question. Have you ever longed for the kind of a touch that will bring healing not only to your body, but also to your soul? Well, today we're going to get into the steps and places in the scripture where Jesus actually, his hands changed everything. And his touch wasn't casual, but it had compassionate, it had powerful and deep personal compassion to the people that he touched. And he will bring that same touch to you today because we have good news. It's available. And many people have trouble trying to find out how to get that touch from heaven. It's not as hard as you think it is. So, Lord, I pray over this podcast today, and I pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us. And I give you thanks in Jesus' name. I've been broadcasting the last few days from St. Augustine, Florida. And the view from here is just absolutely gorgeous. And I just really appreciate you joining us today and letting people know that we're broadcasting live. This is part 17 of the 31 Days of Healing Prayer. And this is a journey to physical, emotional, and spiritual wholeness, which is where Jesus wants us to be within our lives. So let's get into this. Here's what we're talking about today. Jesus heals with a touch. So when you look at Luke 4 and 40, here's what it says as the wind blows. It says, people with all kinds of disease were brought to Jesus. He laid his hands on every single one of them. Every one of them he laid his hands on. Jesus didn't overlook anybody. See this today with especially in the mega churches where it's so hard for the preacher to be able to lay hands on each one. But I guarantee you, I've always tried to do. I know Keith Cobb and I in South America, in Medellin, Colombia, South America, were there several times together. And many times it was 2.5 hours, 3 hours of just praying for people. And they would literally bring us chairs so that we could sit in them while we prayed and saw great miracles take place during the time that we were there. So we tried to touch everyone because we are the hands and feet of Jesus. So you're supposed to lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover also. And we'll get into that here in just a few minutes. But Jesus didn't overlook anyone. His compassion reached out to the multitude. He was deeply touched personally. I personally don't think that Jesus came on this earth just to totally heal people. His mission was to seek and save the lost, but compassion led him to being able to pray for the sick and casting out devils and seeing people delivered and set free. And that's what we're to do today in this life as Christian and as believers. His touch carried healing because he is a source of wholeness. So if we're whole, then we're blessing others. We're praying over others to be fulfilled and to have wholeness within their lives. Many times, and I think this is one of the identity crises of the church, is there is not a wholeness within the body of Christ. You say, well, what do you mean? The body's not whole. The body's addicted. The body's sick. The body is mad at each other. The body of Christ is depressed. And we need to get through that, and we need to get out of that, and we need to walk as Christ wants us to walk. Now, I'm not telling you that we're not going to bump up against things in our lives. I'm not telling you that we're not going to have things that are going to bug us, that we're going to be offended. But it's what you do with it when it happens. So his touch carried healing because he is the source of wholeness physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The spiritual part of you is your salvation. Emotional part, that would be where the anxiety and the depression hides out. Then the physical wholeness, that would be just exactly where you're at physically within your body. And Jesus came to heal all those things. Everything that you're dealing with today, Jesus came to deal with it. So part two, the compassion is in his hands. Compassion means to suffer with. Jesus didn't just heal. He entered into the pain of those around him. I think that this is very important that we understand this, that his literal compassion means to suffer with. And when he touched the sick, he was communicating with them love and restoration. That's what we need to offer people today. People today in your world, people today in your circle, you know, we can offer them healing in the name of Jesus. It's beginning to rain in St. Augustine. I don't know if I'm going to get done with this. I'm going to have to go inside. Maybe it'll quit. Okay, I'll keep going. I want to get my hair wet. So when he touched the sick, he communicated love and restoration. Same thing that we offer today. See, Jesus has given us the ability to pray for the sick and they shall recover, to be able to cast out demons, and to be able to be free in this walk of Christianity that we are. His touch breaks through barriers of shame and sickness and isolation. And those all three work together. Many times what people do is they feel shameful, so they isolate themselves because of the sin that they've committed, because of the things that they've done in their past. Even though you've asked Jesus to forgive you of those things and you stop doing them, you still have guilt. Well, understand that's not from God. There is no condemnation in those that are in Christ Jesus. So you're free from that. So not only that, but the shame and the sickness and the isolation. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, I've talked about her many a times. And she had spent all the money that she had. I'm sure she went through mental anguish. I'm sure she went through hard times of people making fun of her. Well, there's the woman that bleeds. And she was healed totally from God. The barriers of shame and sin and sickness, no one is too far. You are not too far from his compassion, because he loves you and he cares about you and he enjoys the time that he has with you. So here's the invitation for us today. Several things. Jesus still longs to touch our lives with healing and wholeness. Remember, there's a difference between healing and wholeness. Wholeness is the emotional part of it. Healing is the physical part of it. So imagine him laying hands on you while you're burdened, while you have pain, or you may be suffering with fear and anxiety and trauma. So what Jesus wants to do is he wants to lift that off of you. He wants you to be healed, and he wants you to be whole, and he wants you to be well. So when we open our hearts, here's what we have to do. We have to open our hearts to his compassionate touch. And we have to experience peace and renewal and strength to move forward. Are you ready to move forward? Are you ready to stop being stuck where you are in sickness and depression and anxiety and trauma? You say, well, I've got to go through a bunch of classes for me to be able to get delivered. Did Jesus do that? Jesus put you through a bunch of classes, put the people that were sick through a bunch of classes, said, okay, I'm going to heal you. Now here's the 12-step process that you have to maintain. Well, we need to walk with Jesus before we get healed and after we get healed. We have to walk with Jesus through the emotional part, because he touches us, he heals us, and that's forever. A lot of people think, well, you know, it's like, you know, he healed me of this, but I still have to be careful. I know we need to use wisdom. God wants you to know that his healing is forever. When he heals you emotionally, it's forever in Jesus' name. So here's the challenge today. I want you to take a quiet moment and pray. I want you to say, Jesus, I welcome you. I welcome your compassionate touch into my life today. You say that with me. Say, Jesus, I welcome you, and I welcome your compassionate touch in my life today. Thank you, Lord, that you're touching me physically right now. Thank you that you're touching me emotionally right now. Thank you that you're touching me within the depression that I've struggled with, or the anxiety that I've had, or the trauma that I'm trying to deal with. Lord, I ask you to heal me of those things. I ask you to set me free of those things in Jesus' name. Then write down one area where you need healing. Whether it's in your body, it's in your heart, it's in your mind. Write down one thing. And then share this particular one thing with someone that you trust, a friend that you trust, or a family member, and ask them to pray with you and believe God for your healing. Say, well, you just prayed for our healing. Yeah, I did. Some of you are holding back, and you need to let go, and you need to let God work in your life. And you need to build your faith. You need to build your faith. How do you build faith? By listening to the Word. You know, there are so many apps that are on your phone and so much time that people spend on their phone. And there's a Bible app called YouVersion. YouVersion. I want you to download it. And I want you to, and then there's one called Blue Letter Bible that I use. My son loves it. And so we use it. It will literally read to you. You say, well, I'm a terrible reader. Well, there's your excuse. And all you have to do is hit play and it reads to you. Reads the Bible to you. So remember, his touch is not distance, it's near, and it's personal. He loves you and he cares about you. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for that one that is suffering in their arm today. Pray for that one that is suffering from arthritis in their hands. Pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, for that one that is having heart issues. Their heart's not functioning like it should. And I pray in Jesus' name that they line up to the will of God and be healed, be whole, and be well in the name of Jesus. Hey, you can get the 31 days of prayer. You can get it, johnfowler.org. It's real simple. And it's a free download. I don't make a dime from it. And it's for you so that you can be able to experience healing in your life. And it's a journey to physical, emotional, and not only emotional, but also spiritual. Man, it'll help you, I promise. JohnFowler.org, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. And there's other things on there that are just for you. Some books that I wrote that you can get a copy of through Amazon. Hey, love you. Thanks for sharing. Share, like, and subscribe. Let people know that we're broadcasting live from St. Augustine, Florida. Love you all. Have a great day.